Welcome to 7 Minutes of Inspiration. We continue with Parashat Bereshit, the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. Bore Olam, the master of the universe, makes an incredible statement. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. What in the world is going on over here? Who is he talking to? Many people believe that he was talking to the Malachim, to the angels. There is a fascinating sefer called Torah Ladat that it says that no, he wasn't talking to the Malachim. He was actually saying that to every one of the animals the Borei Olam created. He said to the lion, I will take your courage, the courage that you have, the power that you have, that will be given to the human. He told the bull, I will take your strength. He told the snake, I will take your conniveness. I will take your every animal. Borei Olam took the greatest thing of every animal and he created Adam HaRishon, Adam and Eve. So this incredible sefer asks the following question. If a regular dangerous creature, for example, an elephant. An elephant is very sweet, very kind, but it can become very dangerous. How do you control an elephant? How do you control a lion? How do you make sure that these animals do not destroy? So it says that every one of these animals usually has chains, very powerful chains that contain the animal. Sometimes up to 3 chains. If the animal is so dangerous and so powerful, a rhinoceros can harm people. So therefore, the question is, if Adam HaRishon, Adam and Eve were created using a little bit of every animal, so you would think, or it makes sense, that the Adam HaRishon, the humans, are the most dangerous of all the animals. How do you control it? How do you contain it? How do you make sure that you chain it? What is the chain that controls the human from completely destroying the world? And we see sometimes humans will go and destroy the world. Why do they get to destroy the world? Because they're not being chained. What is the chain that controls the humans? So we are told that there is only one thing that can actually keep the human controlled. The chain is what we call Irat Shamayim, the fear of God. And that is why right away, the first thing you say when you wake up in the morning, right after saying thank you for your neshama, the first thing it says, Chochmas Odom, the wisest thing that a human being can do, Yiras Hashem, is to fear God. The Chochmas Adam, you want to know what is the great wisdom that a human can have, is to fear Hashem. If you do not fear God, then you will feel that all your animal instincts will come out and you will destroy somebody else. We have to be very, very careful that we were given these incredible gifts, But they have to be used for good things. That we should run fast to serve Borei Olam, you know, and we should be like an eagle, you know, when it comes to serving God, and it should be like a lion when it comes to serving God. That means that all these things is that we should be fast to get up in the morning and put on tefillin, and that we shouldn't be tired, and we should serve Borei Olam. These were given to us, all these faculties, all these gifts from the animals, so we can serve God in a better way. But we have to be careful not to use them the wrong way. Shabbat Shalom.